Good morning. My name is Nancy Grady. I am a Dame of Malta from the New Jersey area. I would like to thank everyone for calling in for our monthly spiritual outreach call. This morning, we are blessed to have Father Karen with us. Father David Karen is the spiritual outreach at Cross Catholic Outreach in Florida and is serving with faculty in the Archdiocese of Miami. Formerly, he was the director of the Office of Evangelization and was the promoter of the Jubilee Year of Mercy for the Archdiocese of New Orleans. In 2015, he was named a Missionary of Mercy by Pope Francis and continues to serve in that capacity, preaching and teaching on God's mercy to a plethora of local and national audiences. Father Dave previously served as president and assistant professor of liturgical and sacramental theology of Aquinas Institute of Theology. A former diocesan priest and parish administrator, he joined the Dominican Order in 2000. He earned his BA from Springfield College, his Master of Divinity degree from St. John's Seminary, Boston, and his Doctor of Ministry degree from Catholic Theological Union in Chicago. Father Dave taught as an adjunct theology professor for both St. Louis University and Aquinas Institute of Theology from 2000 to 2002. He served as the director of the Center for Dominican Studies at Barry University, Miami from 2002 to 2008. Within the order of preachers, Father Dave served in a variety of capacities. Father Dave is presently a magistral chaplain for the American Association. The Order of Malta has been to Lourdes with the association 14 times. He is a member of the Knights of the Holy Sepulchre, a chaplain for Legatus New Orleans, served on the former President Advisory Board at the University of Holy Cross New Orleans, as well as serving on the advisory board for Catholic Community Radio, New Orleans. Today, Father Dave will be speaking to us on the Rosary. Welcome, Father Dave.
Thank you, Nancy. Good morning, everyone. It's nice to be here with you in this month of Our Lady of the Rosary. Our topic this morning is the Rosary, a tool for having a positive impact in your daily Christian walk. Let's begin, as we all do all things holy, with prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. God, source of all life and truth, you have given us the word of everlasting life in Christ your Son. Receive our prayers and bring us to the glory of the risen life in the company of Mary and all the saints. We ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let's hear a short reading from John's Gospel, chapter 2. It talks about Mary in the life of Jesus. Jesus and his disciples were invited to a wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no more wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." And they took it to him. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine without knowing where it had come from, although the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one is served. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this at the beginning of his signs in Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, Malta friends, the Rosary is one of the oldest and most popular of all private Catholic devotions, and one that has been strongly promoted by the Church since the 15th century. The origin of bead circlets used to aid in prayerful meditation is lost in Eastern customs and cultures, but they were certainly used in the early Middle Ages by Christian believers who used them as a counting device while they prayed the Our Father, the Hail Marys, and the Glory Be as they meditated. Not until the 13th century, however, at the height of the European Marian devotion movement, was such a circlet called for the first time a rosary, making it a spiritual bouquet named for Mary as God's flower. We see this experience in the music that we sing sometimes in Advent about Mary, the song, "Lo, How a Rose Ere Blooming." No one knows how the rosary as we know it came to be. Church tradition has linked its beginnings to St. Dominic. And as a member of the order preacher, a Dominican myself, I'm going to tell you that that story is true. And as I say, all of my stories are true. Some of them actually happen. What do we know for certain is that the practice of meditating on scriptural points in the life of Jesus and Mary goes back to St. Dominic's time, the 12th and 13th centuries. When most Christians were illiterate and when books, including the Bible, were unavailable except in monasteries, a string of beads or seeds provided a simple means for the faithful to recreate their attachment to the events of the gospel as they prayed the prayer that Jesus taught and repeated the words of the angel Gabriel and Elizabeth to Mary. By the 16th century, the mysteries were standardized and minimized to the 15 we all know, the joyful, the Annunciation, the Visitation, the Nativity, the Presentation, the Finding of the Child Jesus, the sorrowful, which includes the agony in the garden, the scourging, the crowning with thorns, the carrying of the cross and the death of Jesus, and the glorious, which involves the resurrection, the ascension, the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, and the assumption and the coronation of Mary. But as we all know, in 2002, Pope St. John Paul II put his imprint on the rosary, as he has on so much else in the church, bringing it to the front pages of the spiritual life of the people of God when he added yet another set of mysteries, the mysteries of light, or the luminous mysteries, as they're called. These focused largely on Christ's life related to the sacraments of the church, the baptism of Jesus, the wedding feast at Cana, of which I proclaim to you, and the proclamation of the kingdom of God, the transfiguration, and the institution of the Eucharist. Teachers, rosary societies, and the faithful in general have come to pray these additions and have come to love them. These additions were from a pope who had a great devotion to Mary. They suggested that he sees Mary, as the Second Vatican Council referred to her, as firmly within the church community. In fact, Mater Ecclesia, Mother of the Church. But except when it is said in groups and at official functions, the rosary remains a private devotion aimed at meditation for the one or ones who pray. And as such, for many 21st century believers with short attention spans, the praying of the rosary poses some problems. Is it in fact possible both to say the prayers and to meditate on these mysteries? A good question. Some are able to say the words as they move their fingers along the beads without concentrating on them as a kind of quick mantra that frees the mind to focus on the mysteries. However, some people find all this difficult. In fact, in many places, the praying of the rosary can feel like a competition as the prayers get quickly voiced rather than letting the prayers pray you. When this happens, it can impoverish the prayer, and for many, rosary novices, it becomes a turnoff. Nevertheless, the rosary has served many purposes and many different sorts of people over the centuries and continues to do so even in our own day. Like most such devotional aids, it can sadly be reduced to rote or become a springboard to the conversation with God it ought to be. And that's what it should be, a conversation with God. It's still widely used in regular prayer sessions and in groups, in whole or in part. Many Catholics in time of danger, worry, or grief pray the rosary. The rosary is a far more complex and multi-purpose devotional aid than its simple history and this short reflection might suggest. To be able to hold a real object in hand while praying is not only comforting, it connects the prayer physically and psychologically with the reality of the incarnation of Christ. It is an objective reminder that Christ is present here and now, within and without. And when I can connect mentally with either the words of the individual prayers or the mysteries, I'm also brought to connect with the life and message of Jesus and his followers. Such an experience is very Catholic, very Christian, and truly human. All of us can reflect on the various virtues of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph that we contemplate in the gospel stories and strive to apply these lessons to our lives. St. Pope John the 23rd once said, and I quote, "In reciting the rosary, the thing that matters is devoutly meditating on each of the mysteries as we move our lips and our fingers. Therefore, we are sure that our children and all of their brethren throughout the world will turn it into a school of learning, learning true perfection, as with a deep spirit of reconciliation. They contemplate the teachings that shine forth from the life of Christ and his mother Mary." End of quote. Malta, friends, what St. John the 23rd is stating is that the rosary then and now still needs to be understood as a school of learning. School of learning and rosary. I had never heard that before. Perhaps you have. How powerful that is for us to contemplate. In these days when people in our culture are making negative assumptions and comments about people who pray the rosary, we could react in a lot of different ways. But let's not pick up the rosary as a weapon or to show them how wrong they are. Let us instead pick it up or keep praying the rosary as did our ancestors down through the ages, but do it as a school of learning. Learning how to be merciful. Learning how to be kind. Taking the high road. Always modeling Christ. Being Christ-centered persons. And also modeling that in the way we live our lives. So the rosary on our impactful Christian walk is not only a movement of beads through fingers and the moving of lips voicing the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Glory Bees. No, the praying of the rosary should propel us into a third movement once we've had an encounter with the Holy through our prayer. That third movement is a movement out into the world. There is a doing that comes from praying the rosary. We, in the Order of Malta, might correctly refer to this doing as our Malta ministries. And there are a variety of Malta ministries, all of our members doing wonderful things for the Lord's poor and sick. You see, what we are doing in the rosary is recalling the chief mysteries of our faith in a manner taught us by a loving mother, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the mother of each one of us. And the love of this mother does not stop with her, for her role is to always point us to her son. Mary's last words recorded in the scripture in the marriage feast at Cana that I just read beginning of this reflection summarizes well her whole concern in our regard. She says to us every day what she said to those waiters at the wedding feast. Do whatever he tells you. Mary leads us to her son, not only by her words, but especially by her example and her action. And so, Malta friends, in this week of the Feast of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, my prayer is this. May the praying of the Rosary see an increase in the contemplative life of each one of us and others who take up his or her beads, seeking union with the Divine Trinity through the perspective of Jesus and his Mother Mary. When we reflect on these sacred mysteries, we ask that Mary help us to imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. Now, Mary prays alongside us and with us and helps us to understand these mysteries in the life of her son. And equally important, to learn to live them in action in a divisive world. May we live these same mysteries and do so with joy. And so we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And Malta friends, in your prayer this week and these days, I know you're keeping in mind the people who have experienced hurricanes, Puerto Rico, the west coast of Florida, the Carolinas, all those in harm's way, all those who have lost members of their families and lost property. We wrap them in our prayer, and we turn them over to Mary, who turns them to her son, Jesus. May our prayer be a source of support and kindness for them. May Almighty God bless us wherever we are, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.
Thank you so much, Father David Caron, for your very interesting and beautiful insights regarding the Rosary and why it is such a powerful prayer for us. And thank you for your support of this program and for all you do for the members of the Order of Malta. Thanks to everyone for joining in this morning's call. The recording of this call will be posted on the Association website by the end of the week. The next spiritual outreach call will be on Wednesday, November 2nd at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Deacon Deputy Chaplain Reverend Mr. John Shea will speak on what Jesus teaches us in the Sermon on the Mount. Thank you again and have a blessed day.